here's a story from The World.
We may not hear about them much, but more than 700 U.S. troops are currently stationed in Somalia. In the coming days, the Trump administration is planning to remove most, if not all of them. It's time to come home. The quick drawdown could be devastating for Somalia. U.S. troops there have been propping up Somalia's faltering government after years of war and strife. They've been training and equipping an elite Somali fighting force that's kept the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab at bay. Omar Mahmoud is a senior analyst for Somalia at the International Crisis Group and joins us from Nairobi. Omar, what is likely to be the most immediate impact of a U.S. troop drawdown?
The unit that the U.S. has been training has gotten high marks for its operations and its ability to really engage al-Shabaab. And so any sort of sudden withdrawal immediately calls that training into question.
Somalia's government collapsed in 1991, and it's been struggling ever since. What exactly have the 700 U.S. troops been doing there?
Yeah, so the U.S. is focused on building the Somali National Army from the bottom up. And so to do that, they've taken this approach where they're trying to build an elite unit. So right now you have various components of the National Army. It's not very coherent. There's no command and control structure. And so rather what the U.S. did was focus on this particular unit and try to build that up in a manner where it can start to take over primary security force responsibility, where it can start to engage the militants.
U.S. forces, we should mention, are also stationed in neighboring Djibouti and in Kenya, where you are. What's happening to them, as far as you know, and will they take on any of the role left by the departing American troops in Somalia?
In Djibouti and Kenya, I mean, they very much will probably still pick up some of the slack, but you can't really make up by not having ground troops there. So, even if there's still some support given to the Somali National Army and coming out of Kenya and coming out of Djibouti, it won't really make up for the lack of on-the-ground presence, the lack of in-person training.
What about the Trump administration's argument that U.S. troops cannot stay in places like Somalia forever?
I mean, I think everyone agrees that in the long term, foreign troops should go home and will go home. The question is just when. And honestly, the timing for this might be particularly complicated because Somalia is also headed into elections, an election season. And Somalia elections aren't your typical elections, but rather they take place in certain parts of the country only that are get some extra attention and some extra security. And this time, they're going to actually add some new locations to that. So there's a bit of a security pressure there right now. But I think in the long run, everyone agrees that troops need to go home, but there's some conditions on the ground that everyone wants to see first. And those are the two I mentioned before in terms of upgrading Somali security forces and degrading al-Shabaab.
I just want to mention, too, the fighting in Ethiopia, because neighboring Ethiopia had deployed thousands of peacekeeping troops to Somalia, but some of the soldiers have now been pulled out. Others have been disarmed, as Ethiopia has its own fighting in its northern Tigray region. What will that unrest in Ethiopia mean for Somalia?
Yeah, I mean, Ethiopia has been another key security guarantor in Somalia. And so what happened is Ethiopia has troops both within the African Union mission and then outside of that. And so they pulled their troops outside of the mission, most of them. And now it was never quite clear what agreement those troops were operating under. But the main point is that, again, a sudden pullout opens up a bit of a vacuum and creates security vulnerabilities, which a group like al-Shabaab could very much step into.
Omar Mahmoud is a senior analyst for Somalia at the International Crisis Group. He's been speaking with us from Nairobi. Omar, thanks very much for talking us through this.
Glad to be here.